You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It may not have occurred to you, but Marketplace is a millennial. We're celebrating our 25th birthday this year, a fun frontier to cross. And we wanted to see how money has changed in those 25 years since we've started. Tobin Lowe is on our digital team here at Marketplace and dug up some numbers on what things cost now versus 25 years ago and what that tells us about our priorities. Hi, Tobin.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get into this. Marketplace is 25. You tracked how spending changed over the last 25 years. The show's millennial. We're talking millennials. You use the Consumer Expenditure Survey. Can you put that into English for me? What is that?
Sure. So it is a survey by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And basically, it tracks how much people spend annually on all sorts of things like rent, car-related expenses, food, basically anything you need to live your life gets tracked by the Bureau of Labor Statistics on this survey.
We should note that everything has been adjusted for inflation here. What were some of the biggest differences you found in what 20-somethings spend their money on 25 years ago versus today?
There were some obvious ones. So let's talk about renting versus owning. Owning is down about $300 annually, but renting is up a whopping $1,479 a year.
Wow.
Which makes sense. It's well documented that renting is a more feasible financial option for millennials, but I think there's something else here at play. If you think about what renting offers versus buying, so in terms of amenities, a lot of rental properties take care of things for you that you would have to worry about if you owned. Also, flexibility. So
you're the generation that doesn't want to own anything, right, man?
Exactly. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, millennials tend to stay with the same employer for about 3 years. So if you own a property, that impedes on your flexibility.
What else is in there? Let's talk about what you consume, food.
Yeah, food is way down. So annually, 20-somethings are spending about $1,152 less on food. And part of that has to do with food is just cheaper to make now. But also, I think it's really interesting when you start breaking it down into items, what we're spending less on just because of taste. So I really want to talk to you about milk.
Okay.
Can we talk about milk?
We can talk about milk. Tell me about milk.
Okay, so fresh milk and cream, we're spending $130 less on it a year.
Is that because we're drinking less milk?
No, and this is where the CE is really interesting to look at because you can sort of track cultural trends.
Okay.
Okay, so according to the USDA data, we're not drinking less milk, it's just our options are more.
Huh.
So if you think about the last 20-something years, we have soy milk, we have almond milk. I'm pretty sure if you can make milk out of flannel, it would sell out in my neighborhood in Brooklyn
in like two seconds.
So we just have a lot more options. So our consumption is the same, it's just that milk-like products have become more prevalent.
Okay. What else is in there?
Cereal is down $59 a year, and that makes sense because General Mills, their most recent quarterly earnings, profits down 25%, which is a lot.
Wow, yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying it's because people are more health conscious now. They're realizing sugar on top of bran flakes, not so healthy. And also, if you think about celiac disease, people are more aware of what goes into their body and what might be affecting them. So we're not eating as much cereal as we used to.
Let's get into one other area of expenditure that I think really tells us something about how an industry has changed, and that is costs related to reading. What did you find?
Yeah, costs related to reading, and this includes newspaper subscriptions, money spent on books and magazines, that sort of thing. Those are down $197 annually. And I think when you look at that number and you think about 1989 versus 2013, what's happened in that amount of time is e-readers, digital subscriptions, newspapers moving online, and that's significantly cheaper than paying for a paper subscription. So I think you see that those costs are coming way down. We're not necessarily reading less. I wouldn't say 20-somethings are reading less, but those costs are just way less.
Tobin Lowe from Marketplace's digital team, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.
You can check out Marketplace's inflation calculator. It's on our website, marketplace.org.